I find coaches often get off lightly as a cause of the breakdown of the culture of respect for referees. And if a coach abuses an official, it gives permission for the players to do the same. And coaches are often seen as the gods at clubs from grassroots level to elite level. And how do you see the current levels of coach abuse of officials reducing? Because if they do it, it kind of gives everyone permission to do it.
Yeah, it's the same principle as players, isn't it? If there's a precedent, you know, at the side of the pitch in a coach or manager role, that someone's behaving in a certain way, you know, people see that as acceptable. And I think you only have to look at junior football, youth football around the globe, really, to see that coaches are part of the problem, players are part of the problem, and spectators are part of the problem. When we're talking about this abuse, you know, there's different stakeholder groups involved in sport, one of which is players, one of which is coaches, managers, another is spectators, and the other group is officials, referees, umpires. They're all part of that fabric of sport, if you like, and we have to find a way of them better coexisting than happens at the moment. You know, so can we look at, for example, we're talking about coaches, can we include more about the role of the official in coaching awards? Well, I don't see why we can't do that. At the moment, I've taken coaching awards. I coach my son's football team. There's very little about the role of the referee within that. You know, there's certainly not very much about, quite often in youth football, the fact that the referee you might have for your game is a young person who's under the age of 18. And there are safeguarding and well-being issues associated to that. That's not covered enough. You know, what about all the preparation and administration that referees do, the training they do before they get to the point where they're standing in front of you on a match day, talking to you about, you know, boot checks and stud checks and how they want the game to go, and then talking to your players about what they're going to expect of them during the game. What happens before that part of the process and also afterwards? You know, I don't think there's enough understanding about the role of officials generally in sport. And I think that could be something that's brought into coaching awards to really help with that understanding. If we're talking about at the highest level, then absolutely, you know, people's behaviour has consequences. And that's players and coaches as well as officials, you know, they're high profile figures. And so every performance, every interaction, if it's on camera, is going to have some sort of consequence, you know, and if it's a negative interaction, it might well be that that's something that's focused upon in post-match analysis and things like that. And I think too often we seek to excuse behaviour and comments about officiating. You know, when do managers do that about the opposition players or even their own players if they make a mistake or their performance is not as good as they would like? Well, of course referees will make mistakes. Of course sports officials will make errors, but so do players and so do coaches. That's part of sport. And I think we seem to have moved towards this, almost this dichotomy where it's acceptable for players and coaches and managers to make errors during the course of a game, but it's not acceptable for officials. Why is that? You know, because the reality is that either what happens in a game, or if we're talking about football, is either an amazing piece of skill which leads to a goal, or generally, some sort of error has occurred and a goal's been scored as a result or missed as a result. Wow. That happens every single match, and coaches get tactics wrong. They get formations wrong. They might select the wrong player. You know, that happens, but it seems to be acceptable. And yet, when a referee makes what's deemed to be an error, you know, it's not acceptable. Well, you know, people make mistakes. It happens. Referees are actually exceptionally good at making decisions and making good decisions as well. If you look at the accuracy of decision making in football at the top level, it's exceptionally high. So, you know, I think going back to your point, we sort of need to reset the relationships between the stakeholders in sport when I'm talking about officials, coaches, players, spectators. We need to think about those relationships and those interactions a lot more.